7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
That's interesting, only because there are some inaccurate clocks around the world that probably read 8:34 right now. However, that is the incorrect time. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and that is the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello. Yeah, anyway, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, and my main duty is to pour the tea. I do like drinking tea. I'm having fun today. Drinking tea. What kind of tea am I drinking? Well, oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is delicious. I'm drinking Gingin Mei again. Actually, this is the same Gingin Mei as yesterday because I overstuffed my tea filter. A little bit on purpose this time. And, I'm having Gingin Mei Day again. And it's delicious. I got more Gingin Mei. It's going to arrive on my doorstep tomorrow. I'm pretty happy about that. But right now, we need to get out of the car. Oy, atta. Because that's what I do. I get out of cars professionally. Ugh, the sun's trying to come out. This isn't good. Go away, sun. It's a nice day. It's about 24 degrees, maybe 25 when the sun comes out, but there's lots of clouds and it rained overnight. It is now dry. It's kind of humid, and as long as the sun stays hiding, we're going to be okay, because today we're down at the creek. Once again, we have to look for owls because I'm obsessed with looking for owls now, especially after last Friday. If you missed what happened last Friday, you need to get to the archive and listen to that episode of Dubious Goals Committee. Now, as I sneak up here, I'm looking for something. Every time, the last couple of days we've been down here, every time I approach this little area, I see something jump back into the tree line, something small on the ground. And it's always right over here. It's been bugging me. I can't figure out what it is. Although I'm thinking it's a baby bunny or something. Because it's very, very small and I can't see it, and it just does a little jump, and all I see is ivy moving. And well, it's not happening today, so our dude is not out. Ooh, there's a lawnmower behind me. The lawn is getting mowed here. Let's get into the, wait, was that him? Was that the little dude? Let's get under the canopy so we don't get mowed. Lawnmower is approaching. I'm under the canopy now. It can't get me. I'm not gonna get mowed today, that's good. Cause I'm not grass and I don't need to be cut. Alright, I'm standing in my favorite owl observation zone at the edge of the creek. I'm looking up into the trees on all of the branches where I've seen owls before. Wait, Oh, what's that? What? There's something flying over there. Yeah, owl. I saw him. Okay, he must have been just directly across the creek from me in the tree. He eventually decided to move. I couldn't see him until he was in a clear spot, and it was definitely an owl. And he flew over to the tree that's on the golf course. That's where they like to go. If they're like, oh, it's that annoying guy again, let's get out of here, then they fly over to the tree on the golf course. Oh, there's another one. I didn't see him until he moved. Broom, there he goes, and he's flying upstream. He was low. He was down here low on a branch. I was actually higher than he was. I didn't see him because I'm looking up. I should have been looking down. And that was kind of a big one. Wow, okay, two owls. Two owls today so far. Maybe we would have seen that guy if we would have gotten down into the creek. Okay, yeah, let's go down in there. Let's get down there. I brought my camera with me in case we manage to see an owl without making him fly away. Maybe we can... Wait. I think I just heard one. I think I just heard an owl say, hoot, hoot. I'm kind of... This is not a good place to be looking. See, now I'm standing on a slope that is slick. The mud is wet. And I'm trying to twist around and look behind me and listen for an owl. This is very difficult getting down here. This is slick and dangerous. And I gotta tell you what I discovered last night. Not that it was a discovery or anything, but we'll get to that in a minute. Because now I'm down on the valley floor. And now I'm below all the trees. So now I gotta look up to see owls. There's an owl. That was the guy who just flew over there. I'm hearing bird freakouts. Let's go upstream. I saw an owl move. Where did he move to? I just heard something else up on the opposite bank. What did I hear? I do not know. Where did that owl go? I do not know. Well, geez, Tub, you're just worthless. Do you know anything? Well, I know where the owls are. They're down in the creek. So I'm doing a lot better than anybody has any reason to expect. Also, it's daytime. These are daytime owls. There he is. There he is. I just saw a little bird attack him. Oh, and it's a little guy. It's my little dude owl. It's our little buddy. He's sitting on a tree trunk that's sort of bent. No, don't fly away, buddy. Don't fly away. He's 30 meters out. He's watching me. He's concerned. He was just attacked by what appeared to be a grackle. Grackle flew over and said, block, and tried to jump on his back. And he said, oh, screw you. Don't fly away, buddy. I gotta creep up a little bit here. Nope. Took one more step forward, and he moved. I'm trying to get a picture. And he went over there. He's on that big tree somewhere on the other side of the creek. I'm gonna move up the little trail here. Now, where did he go? Birds are complaining. Birds are complaining that he's out and flying around. Where did he go? Okay, hold on. Let me move up a little bit further. I'm now... There he is. Okay, he's in a tree that's actually on the golf course. And he is perfectly silhouetted. Oh, and he's being attacked by birds, and he said, eh. Okay, I'm not going to be able to get a photo because he's perfectly silhouetted and he's far away and he's bad focus anyway. But there's an owl sitting right up there. It's our little guy. He must have been born last year. or maybe earlier this year. Because he's not like a tiny, tiny baby. He's probably around 25 centimeters long, head to tail, where all the other ones are, you know, like 30 to 35 centimeters. The birds don't like him. He's perched up there on a dead branch on a tree that's, oh, about 5 meters into the golf course. Oh, what a nice dude up there. Hi, dude. Oh, he's moving. He's being attacked again. Well, now I can't see him. I think he switched over to this next tree, but he's in a lot of leaf. He's being hassled by the little birds. I'm going to move in case he needs to come back down into the creek to get away from all these jerk birds who are hassling him. He says, "Don't hassle me, you dumb bird." And I don't blame him. So I'm walking back down towards the golf ball area. I think I'm gonna, what's that? No, that was just a blue jay. There's birds swooping around in here. It's pretty exciting if you like birds. You know what's weird is I'm not really a bird guy. Oh my God. Okay, directly above me. Hey, you stop hassling him. Got another owl directly above me. He's very fluffy. Oh, he just pooped. And he missed. Haha, you missed. And little birds are hassling him. You can hear them. Rat, rat. Rat, rat. Okay, so yeah, up in the canopy, maybe 30 meters above me, is another one of our owl friends. And little birds are hassling him, and they're squeaking and squawking, and they're attacking my owl buddy. They're trying to claw him in the back, but he just shrugs it off. He says, "Yeah, screw you, little bird. You are dumb, little bird." Yeah, little birds are dumb. And now my neck hurts from staring straight up. I wonder if I could get a photo. You know, the sun isn't out. And his background is kind of bright. But maybe, just maybe, let's turn the camera on. See, he looks pretty good from here. He looks nice and fluffy. No, this is not going to fly, is it? I can't even find him on the camera screen. Camera can't focus. And where did he go? He's like right above me. Crazy. Is that him? I can't even see him on the camera screen, so what does it mean? It means we're sure as hell not going to get a photo, Tobe. Which tree is he in? Oh, the wind is blowing him around. He says, "Ha ha, I'm windproof." Is that him on my screen? Yeah, that's him on my screen right there. And of course, I can't actually take a picture because I have to hold my arm up, which causes the tension, which causes me to shake like a leaf. Let me try two hands. And of course, the camera is focusing on the wrong thing. It's trying to focus on the branch next to him. Don't focus on the branch. And of course, I can't focus on him. And now my arms hurt so bad and I'm starting to sweat. So we're gonna stop that crap right now. So I may have gotten a photo, I may not. Ow, was that worth it? I don't know. Looking across the creek into the ravine, little ravine, I can see four golf balls. Where's my owl? Is he still up there? Oh, I don't care. It is so humid. It's like walking around in soup. This isn't good, but you know, I'm thinking we might not be down here for very long, so maybe we can hack it. I'm glad I'm seeing owls, that's all. I think we've seen three. That's good. All right. I'm walking up into the golf ball zone. I'm looking for golf balls. I see white golf balls. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, plus the 4 in the ravine. There's at least 10 golf balls down here, none of which I want. They're all white. And I'm not even going to go down into the actual creek because getting down there is going to be tricky. Just because it's so slippery. So I'm actually going to skip that today. Because I'm not overly interested in golf balls anyway. I spent 20 minutes hypnotized staring at my golf balls last night. Rearranging them in interesting ways. I might have to do the ice cream cone thing. Because all of the colorful golf balls are so beautiful. Alright, I'm walking downstream a little bit. So I can get to this little vantage point right over here. Because this is a good spot for looking downstream in the creek. And, what's that? Is that something in the tree? Is that a big owl or is that just like a squirrel nest or something up there? I can't tell. Oh, I see a little bird sitting on a branch. You know, if we walked down in there, we could probably find some more owls because we know one guy went that way. And I know that they like to hang out over there sometimes. I'm trying to see. Yeah, anyway. Oh, there's another blue jay. I suspect there are more owls down here today, but for safety's sake, I think I'm going to bail out. I'm going to put my camera back in my pocket. Yay! We saw owls today. It's an owly day. I like owls. I also like music. So let's plug in the magic music machine. There we go. And let's just hit random play. Thank you. Yeah. Well, that is, of course, the great Henry Mancini with the theme from The Inspector. Good stuff. I do love Henry Mancini. He is the man. And now I want to hear The Bird. Don't you all want to listen to Tico the Bird? Yeah, come on. We like to hear Tico the Bird singing, and that's why we've started the Bird Singing Minute here on the Dubious Goals Committee. So let's call up some new bird chirping music, and let's see what Tico has for us today. Yeah. Billy Squire Bird. And Pippa has arrived. That's always fun. I thought the cat was going to meow at me, and we were going to get that recorded in there with the bird. It would be a bird and cat duet. That would be kind of interesting. But that's not what's happening. What's happening now is I got to tell you what I saw last night, and I'm kind of regretting seeing this because this is dice related. And I know what you're thinking. Oh no, Tobe, don't make this into another dice episode of the Dubious Dice Committee. Too late. I've been thinking about dice again for the last, I don't know, about a week or so, but I haven't been talking about it because I know that not everybody's interested in Dubious Dice Committee. And so, I've kept my mouth shut, but now I no longer can because last night I was just sitting here getting ready to go to sleep, and I was watching some music videos or something on YouTube, and something popped up. There was a video of a guy making dice, and I thought, what? I like dice. I like to make dice. And so I had to watch this video, and this guy's, basically, he's casting polyhedral dice in epoxide acrylic resin stuff, you know. And some of these dice he's turning out are not too bad. Not too bad. But, you know, I'm just not in the market or mood for psychedelic, cool polyhedral dice. Although I wouldn't mind making some just to be able to own a set of dice that I actually made. But it got me thinking, just watching the dice video and how he makes his silicone molds and stuff, I thought, yeah, you know, I could do that, make some dice, and I could also make some game pieces, and I could, you know, actually make a game and finish and actually make real, actually realize a game that I've had in my head for about 7 or 8 years, which is completely finished, works perfectly, and is great. I just actually have to create an awesome version of it, which of course costs money. You know, you got to make the board, you got to make the pieces, you got to make the dice, you got to make this, you got to make that. And basically what I realized is, you know, it really wouldn't take too much for our little Tubster to make some dice or game pieces because you can buy that silicone anywhere and we can just pour some stuff. And then I remembered, oh yeah, but you have to have a master first. And yeah, how am I going to make the masters? Well, you can just 3D print them. We have 3D printers now. They're the answer to everything. Yeah, 3D printing. Oh, it's the greatest thing ever. Yeah, except it takes for days to print out a single tiny game piece. And I also don't have a 3D printer. Well, you can make one. Yeah, that's great. But I also don't have a computer. You know, so first I gotta build 3D printer, then I got to build a computer, and then I got to write software to do the 3D modeling, although there might be some software out there. Then I can finally design something on a computer because, oh, digital is good. Facebook is good. I can talk to all my friends on Facebook. Yeah, so I don't think I'm going to at least cast any dice anytime soon. But this did get me thinking about dice and stuff, and I was thinking, yeah, maybe I should just design some of my own poker dice. Maybe I should design my own fish, prawn, crab dice. Maybe I can get somebody else to make them for me. Because the tough part for me is just actually making the masters. Because I don't have the equipment or the money to buy the equipment. And if I do ever get the money to buy the equipment, I'm not buying it because I'm going to buy more synthesizers. Because we all need priorities in our lives, and you got to make some music. And I did something last night. I was screwing around with Catastrophe Overdrive, and I managed to add another part, but I don't know what I'm going to do with this. I've actually got something better to do with my synths today, but you're not going to hear it. What you're going to hear is this. Oh God, this is bad. Something bad has happened. The 303 is locked up. I can play it. Oh God, this is not good. After we just got it working again and all that crap, what the hell is happening? Let's start shutting things down here. Okay, we got things that are off. Let's turn things on. Oh my God. Hey, the little light flashed on Florian for the first time. Okay. Now, where were we with this? Oh my God. So we gotta dial some crap back up. I think we were around here somewhere. We gotta turn all this off. And now do we have thing? I think we have, yes. Okay, here we go. So anyway, stop this. There we go. The new part was that whole, you might not have even been able to hear it. The distant horns. Oh, it sounds so awesome, and I'd love to play more cool stuff for you, but look at the time, kids. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on...
Nyampasu!
No, not on Nyampasu, on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe, and I gotta go.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line!